So we're going into summer, and you have a lot of extra time on your hands. What can you be doing with all that extra time? Hey, what's up, Unlocked fam? It's Emily. Welcome to episode 3 of The Unlocked Connection. In the episode you're about to hear, I have a conversation with Andrew about how you, our readers, can be utilizing some of your time this summer to get creative and write for Unlocked. Don't know where to start? We're going to answer your questions right now on The Unlocked Connection. Hey, Andrew, how are you doing?
Doing good, doing good. Hard to believe. Here we are, episode 3. We're off and running here with The Unlocked Connection. We've got still quarantines and social distancing and a lot of things going on. We've been talking about redeeming the time and using the time that we have. And we were talking about it here over the last couple weeks that one of the ways that we really can redeem the time is actually doing some stuff for Unlocked and writing some devotions for Unlocked. A lot of you may not know, but our devotions for Unlocked are actually written and submitted by you, our audience. And it's a great experience. Well, at least I've heard it's a great experience. But I was thinking about, you know, for me, I haven't written anything yet for Unlocked myself. And I was thinking about, you know, I've got some questions about it. And I don't know, like, who could I talk to?
You know, Andrew, I've actually written for Unlocked and I worked in the editorial department. So I might be a good person for you to talk to.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, well, all right. So let's talk about this actually here for a bit. So how would you term why you actually wrote for Unlocked to begin with? And not just because you've worked on the editorial staff either. Why would you say you actually wrote something for Unlocked?
Oh, man. That kind of feels like a loaded question that I have many, many answers to. But I'm glad we're talking about this because I think that the idea of writing and submitting a story seems very daunting to people, especially if they've never done it before. And to say, like, you're submitting a story for publication, that's like kind of, you know, it seems like a big thing for a lot of people. So I want to break it down for people so that they feel equipped to do it. They feel confident that we want to read their story and we want to see what they come up with. So I guess the answer to your first question, I have always loved writing, first of all. So that's one. I process scripture a lot better when I write about it. And I also love to write creatively. So it just seemed like a very good fit for me. And I don't write continuously for Unlocked. I kind of just write here and there as I kind of come up with an idea or a scripture passage that really grabs me. And I want to figure out a way to break it down and explain it in a new, fresh way. So I don't write on a schedule. I don't say every Tuesday afternoon, I'm going to write an Unlocked story. I kind of wait for, you know, something to grab a hold of me that I just need to write about. And that's different for everybody. Some people are good at writing on a clock. But for me personally, that's when I write.
Gotcha. Something you're trying to kind of work on, or maybe even something to share, something that you'd be excited about sharing is what I'm kind of picking up hints of in what you're saying there too.
Yeah, for sure.
Gotcha. So, okay. All right. So let's say you've got an idea, an idea of something you might want to write about. How do you actually get started putting pen to paper, or in this day and age, fingers to keyboard?
Personally, I wait for an idea and let it percolate a little bit. So I usually don't force myself to sit down and write something until I have it pretty formed in my head. So that's, again, something very specific to an individual. I resonate a lot with stories. So if you've read any of the devotionals that I have written, they're very rooted in storytelling. So I'll sort of look at the world around me, or I'll take a truth from scripture and ask myself, how could I communicate this creatively through a story? So you'll never see a devotional that I write with like bullet points in it. I usually will translate all of my thoughts into a story of some kind.
Okay, cool. All right. So you're kind of coming at it from the idea of telling a story rather than a list of do's and don'ts. Okay, you've now gotten started with writing it. what's your thought process look like as you're taking these ideas that you have thought about a little bit and trying to put them together? What are some things you're watching for, some things that you're maybe trying to put into a devotional? Maybe, I guess, something else you could put in this is what makes a good devotional, since you mentioned also working on the editing staff.
I think the best devotionals are ones that are personal to the author, and because those are the ones that people are going to connect with. And you don't always think that, like a devotional that's specifically personal to me, you know, we think maybe I need to write more broadly about a topic so that it impacts more people. But the more specific and personal you can be in a story, a lot of people are going to connect with that. So I think that's probably the biggest piece of advice I could give is write a devotional that you would need to read.
Gotcha. Okay. And as you're going through this process and you've gone through that, you've written something that applies to you, something that you think is good. And as you're going through and getting ready to submit it, do you have someone look it over? Have you done that and had someone, you know, in your family or someone that you know look them over before you actually go through the submission process?
So this one is going to be a little different for me also. I don't typically have people read my work before I submit it. I'll read it to myself out loud. That's a very good thing to do if you're writing a devotional, is read it to yourself out loud to make sure it sounds clear and that your thoughts make sense. I would tell people that extra eyes on it are always a good idea. I personally usually don't. Not that I have anything against it. I would have someone in the editorial department check over something if I had a question. But otherwise, I just kind of submit it and see what happens. And I should also say that not every story I have submitted has been accepted. So if one of our authors submitted a story and we were to reject it or say we can't take it at this time, that's a super normal thing that happens. I would not be discouraged by it, because any author is going to have something rejected at some point. I would just say that I encourage them to keep writing and keep submitting.
Yeah, I think that's something that's just normal for someone who is interested in writing. But like you said, I think, yeah, for sure, probably don't, in fact, definitely don't be discouraged by something that just can't be used right now. I know from my discussions with some of the editing staff, that's something that they've said, you know, don't get discouraged if what you've written can't be used right now. So, and you've answered this a little bit already in that it would need to be something that can apply to you, but what would you say, again, coming from the, with your editor hat on for a minute now, what are some good topics to think about if you want to get into writing some Unlocked devotions?
So something really cool about Unlocked is how different all of our stories are from each other, how we incorporate sci-fi and fantasy into a devotional. Especially like being the one who reads some of these stories into a microphone. I love reading fantasy and sci-fi stories. I think they're so fun. And
I really do too. They're a lot of fun to get into.
Yeah, and they just communicate truths from scripture in just such a fresh way. I just think they're super, super cool and fun to read. So we definitely do not have rules on what your devotionals look like in terms of style. Like you can get really creative with these. I say a foundation for stories, they need to include the gospel. They need to talk about how Jesus's life and resurrection affects our Christian life today. I think that is the most important thing. I actually pulled up an email from the editor of Unlocked, Candy, and she actually shares topics that she's specifically looking for the next issue of Unlocked. So I'm just going to kind of read through that so you guys know what topics you could be writing about. The first one is devotions surveying books of the Bible. Ask, what happens in this book? What does this book mean for its original audience? And how does this book connect to Jesus, to the good news of his kingdom? So that's one topic that they're looking for. Another is gospel-centered devotions on tough topics, using the creation-fall-redemption structure. And tough topics, that I've seen, and maybe Andrew, you can talk about some tough topics you've seen. I just read one about teen pregnancy. I've read some about anxiety and depression, self-harm, suicide, LGBT topics. So those are some tough topics that we have already had published in the devotion, and we are always looking for new ones that just highlight the grace of Jesus and how he gets to work in all of those tough situations that we might find ourselves in. Another is devotions in the allegorical sci-fi fantasy genre, which we just talked about. We love
exactly.
Stories. Yeah, we seriously love those. And they're so fun to write. So I've written a couple fantasy stories that have been so fun. Another is devotions on church history figures. I have not seen a lot of these, but there are some really cool figures in church history that have just made such an impact for the kingdom that would be so interesting to read about. And the last one is devotions on apologetics or big questions about God. So we definitely love stories that do not shy away from tough topics, big questions. If you want to go there in your writing, go there. We love it.
Exactly. As long as the answers in those tough topics are founded on the truth that we have in God's word. I think we definitely can tack that on there for sure as the requirement on the tough topics. One of the things that I love about Unlocked and reading the devotions for Unlocked is that we don't shy away from tough topics because God's word doesn't shy away from tough topics. It confronts them head on. And that's what I, again, love about our devotions that we have in Unlocked.
Real quick, I just wanted to take our listeners through the process of submitting and just tell you kind of what happens behind the scenes. When you submit a story to Unlocked, it is guaranteed to get in front of the eyes of our Unlocked editor. So your story will be read. I feel like that's important to say because sometimes when people submit things, they think that, you know, maybe they just get thrown aside or something. We read every submission we get for Unlocked, and we have these crazy huge submission meetings. So we read your story. If it's something that we would like to use in our devotional, we will send you an acceptance notification. And if it's not, we'll let you know that too. We'll always encourage people to keep writing. And if you want our feedback, we'll even give you feedback on your stories to tell you like maybe how you could make them even better or more suitable to Unlocked. And then once your story is accepted, it will be published probably in the next 4 to 5 months in whatever upcoming issue of Unlocked there is. So it's a really fun process on the editorial side because we never know what we're going to get. We just get these piles of submissions and we get to read through all of them and discuss them and kind of see like which gems we can find in there. But yeah, we especially love stories from young writers.
One question I do want to ask, Emily, since you have written some devotionals for Unlocked, we've talked about a lot here about getting started with all this. But what are some things in hindsight you wish you would have known beforehand, before you started writing for Unlocked?
Ooh, well, I didn't start writing for Unlocked until I worked at Keys for Kids, because Unlocked has only been around for a year now. So I was working at Keys for Kids when Unlocked was first started. So I kind of feel like I had a pretty good handle on what they were looking for when I started writing, and I worked with the editors. So if I had a question about what they wanted in a story, I could literally just ask them. I shared an office with them. So maybe I'm not like the best person to ask this question to, but I do remember when I started writing for the Keys for Kids devotional, which is geared towards 6 to 12-year-olds, something that I had to learn was we don't just want stories about morality. We don't want stories that say, you know, don't lie because the Bible tells us not to. We want stories that are filled with the hope in the resurrection of Jesus and how because Jesus came to earth and died for our sins and rose from the dead, how that can totally transform our lives if we find our identity in Christ. And when you add that into a story, it totally changes. We want to focus on the hope of Christ and his resurrection and how he's going to come back one day and make all things new. And what does that mean for our lives now? So I think one thing I learned was, you know, we don't write to correct behavior. We write to introduce people to Jesus and how he can change your life. So that is probably the most important thing you can know going into writing for Unlocked is we want Jesus.
Absolutely. I can definitely second that one. And, you know, it's interesting to me as well. Someone shared this with me a little over a year ago now. You mentioned about the hope that we have in Jesus. And somebody pointed out to me that the hope that we have in Jesus isn't hope like, oh, I hope it's not going to rain tomorrow. It's a different word. It's confidence. Confidence that what God has said in the Bible is true. Confidence that we can trust Jesus. Confidence that we know that he has paid the price for our sins and that we can have the gospel as true because of all that stuff. So that's something to me as well. Every time I hear the word hope in the context of the Bible, I always in my mind am thinking hope equals confidence. So there's a little nugget for you as well that has really been helpful and I think is going to be helpful as I very much intend to start writing some stuff for Unlocked.
I was going to say that thing you just said about like hope and confidence, that sounds like it is the startings of a great Unlocked devotional and you should probably write a story about it.
Coming soon to an Unlocked devotional near you, right?
I'm going to be looking for a story submission from you.
Uh-oh.
I'm serious,
uh-oh.
Andrew. I'm going to be keeping my eyes on the submission folder.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, now I've got a challenge. And you know what? You guys have a challenge as well. Because this, I want to put that challenge out, not just to myself. Let's make this a challenge. Write something for Unlocked. And we'll be looking for it. We will be looking forward. What you have to share about that hope, that confidence in God's word. I think I'm speaking for both of us, Emily, and the folks in the editing office, but I think all of us would be really excited to have some new submissions, to have some more submissions, more exciting things to come as we head now into the second year of Unlocked.
Oh, yeah. And something that I will mention, because we haven't mentioned it yet, we don't expect you to write for Unlocked out of the goodness of your heart. Like, we do pay for submissions that are accepted. And so on top of the fun of writing and the way that it helps you to process scripture for yourself as a writer, you would also get paid if your story gets accepted. So it's kind of a fun way to make some extra money this summer too. But, you know, notice how I mentioned that at the end, because we want you to want to write for Unlocked also.
Exactly. Wholeheartedly agree there. That's not the reason to do it, but
right.
it does kind of sweeten the deal a little bit. We do have to admit. But yeah, again, and correct me if I'm wrong, the information about that is also on the Writer's Guidelines, right?
It is. Yep. You can find everything you need to know about submitting and payment and everything in the Writer's Guidelines on our website, unlocked.org.
And while you're on there, you can also listen to the most recent devotional. You can look back at the archives and get some ideas about some of the writing styles and some of the different things here from our first year of Unlocked.
Well, Andrew, I think that's all I got. I just want to quick take this time to remind people to follow us on social media, Instagram and Facebook at Unlocked Devo.
All right. But until next time, I'm Andrew.
And I am Emily.
Encouraging you to live life unlocked.
Opening the door to God in your life.